Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's go to Roman. He wants to talk about the Steelers. What's going on, Roman?
Hey, what's up?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I feel like the Steelers have a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, what do you think the record's going to be?
I think it's going to be 11-6.
11-6. Optimistic, Roman.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers has a good chance this year. He has a star receiver.
I hope you're right, man, and I appreciate the call. Call back again. I think that, look, as such a huge brand as the Steelers are, the Cowboys are just doing things, I think, just to do things. They're trading Micah Parsons. Oh, they're in the news. They should have never traded him. Stuff like that. Jerry wanting the narrative and the notion of his new documentary. Oh, he loves promoting the new documentary. Other than Dallas, which is a, you know what? The Steelers are the number one story in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey Hall of Famer. Like, there are big names everywhere. There is talent everywhere. And ultimately, I'm very fascinated to see how they're able to turn that around for the better. 412-928-9370 will continue the conversation. We'll go to more around college football. Plus, I have a fantasy draft that just started. Let's discuss some NFL in the context of fantasy.
Boy.
Do you like it?
Pressure's on.
I have 30 seconds on the clock right now, Sean.
You're up.
And I'm going to be looping around here. My options are Nico Collins, Amon-Ra, Christian McCaffrey, Malik Nabers, Derrick Henry, and then I'll pick again in two picks.
What pick is this?
I have the 7th pick of an 8-person league. I have 18 seconds. Should I take Nico Collins? Should I take Amon-Ra? Should I take Amon-Ra St. Brown and then take Derrick Henry?
I'm going CMC.
Really? You think he's going to be healthy?
It's a risk you got to
take. All right, 49ers fan, I'll trust your gut. Took CMC.
This is live radio.
This is how we're going to discuss. We're going to go over some things. I don't think we've ever done this before. I don't know if anybody has. It might be frowned upon. I guess we'll find out. And we'll discuss the makings of building your own fantasy team. Like Sean brought up, your own college fantasy team. You can chime in at 412-928-9370. Back in a moment on the Fam. Fan Evening Show. Happy Labor Day. Austin Bechtold, your friend City Limits, in for the evening show on 93.7 The Fan. Sean Myers producing behind the glass. Great to be with you tonight and hope you had a wonderful day off. Or if you're working right now, we appreciate you tuning in and we hope that you can join in on the conversation at 412-928-9370. And you can also reach us on the Fan Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Sean, when we last left, we were discussing my fantasy team.
There's
and
been
the potential
big developments
options
since then.
For my new fantasy team. So Nico Collins, Malik Nabers, and Christian McCaffrey is my team right now. Currently, I honestly don't love the picks at all because I worry about Neighbors and Nico Collins being boom or bust players, and if McCaffrey will stay healthy.
So, first question I have, why do you think either of those receivers would be bust?
Well, the quarterback play with the Giants.
Quarterback play was garbage last year.
And there's a lot of wide receivers in Houston.
I think both of those guys are pretty... no one is risk-free, but I would feel pretty confident in having both of those guys.
Now, if you were me, would you take George Kittle or Kyren Williams? I need another running back, but the tight ends...
I would probably... So
are frequent. Again, you love San Francisco.
Two tight ends have already gone, Bowers and McBride.
Yeah. I think I got to go with another running back.
I would go with the running back.
I'm going to go with Kyren Williams, who has won me a fantasy championship before.
I think there's some very good tight ends who are a little bit further down on the list.
Where do you think Pat Freiermuth lists on that ranking?
So he and Jonnu, I think, to a large degree, cancel each other out.
Really? Now, like if you just put them on a different team and you just went, how good I think this tight end is. Like obviously Bowers is ahead. McBride, a lot of people think is ahead. Laporta, I put Hockenson up there. Travis Kelce, I still think is a guy that is right on that bubble, but is probably better than Pat.
You're talking fantasy?
I'm talking fantasy and reality. I mean, I think fantasy-wise, you're right. Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth do cancel each other out. Travis Kelce, I think, is still a valuable fantasy tight end. Like, I think I'm going to end up picking him.
He's probably maybe someone who projects as, like, somewhere between 6 and 8 for fantasy purposes amongst the tight ends. So many tight ends now are receivers that are called tight ends, which is way different than 15, 20 years ago.
Why do quarterbacks go so high? Like, why do people pick quarterbacks so high? This is an 8-team league, and quarterbacks are going off the board left and right, rapid fire, with 30 picks in and
them,
four quarterbacks.
Most of them
have
rack
taken.
Up some running yards and touchdowns, I'm guessing, right?
Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels are still available. Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes. Like, do you reach on a quarterback instead of taking a tight end? Like, for me, Jaden Daniels just got picked. What are people doing picking quarterbacks so high?
Well, a lot of it comes down to how the league is set up. So that same gentleman that I said does fantasy college football and fantasy college basketball.
Yeah.
He runs a fantasy football league for the NFL where you start two quarterbacks. So you have to address it quickly there. Or
this
else
is not that system.
No. But there's a lot of leagues where, for instance, you get 4 points for a passing touchdown, but you get 6 for a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
That skews heavily towards the running quarterbacks.
Right.
Now, in other systems where you get the same number of points, 6 for a touchdown, whether it be through the air or on the ground, maybe you look at a guy like Joe Burrow and say he's more valuable in that type of league.
If you're playing fantasy, are you a big draft Steelers type of person, or are you somebody that stays away from the Steelers? Do you stay away from Ravens? You don't want to root for Derrick Henry to tear up the Steelers if the Steelers and Ravens are playing. Nobody wants to do
that. I root for whatever's going to help me win money at the end of the year.
Ooh. So if the 49ers are playing the Rams and you have Kyren Williams, you are going to root for Kyren Williams to score that touchdown with 20 seconds left to beat the 49ers.
I will root for him to have a very good individual game and a loss. Or I hope that my fantasy team has done so well with the other positions that it's kind of inconsequential what he does.
Yeah, it's null and void. Like, it doesn't even matter. When ultimately examining stuff like this, and so many running backs are already off the board, and that's what kind of annoys me, the way that some people
pick.
This
is like
fantasy.
Top-notch multitasking right now on your part.
You
or
think
horrible
so?
Planning, one or the other.
Well, I think it's horrible planning because I was asked, hey, could we do the fantasy draft tonight? And I was like, yeah, it usually takes like 25 minutes because there's 8 teams in
what?
It. People usually go so quick.
I did one today in person, which I actually think is preferable. If you could do an in-person draft, that's the way to go.
I like in-person drafts.
And it's way quicker now than it has been in past years. And it still took almost 3 hours.
Now, here's the thing. Do you take Jalen Hurts because he's a running quarterback? Patrick Mahomes is still out there. Same thing with Bo Nix. I think with everybody taking quarterbacks, you have to take Jalen Hurts, who Starkey thinks is a top 5 quarterback in the
what
NFL.
What quarterbacks are gone?
Pretty much everybody but Mahomes. And Mahomes doesn't put up rushing numbers like Jalen Hurts with the tush push.
Yes.
So that's significant when you're playing fantasy football. It's also important, I think, stack your running backs, stack your receivers. You can get by at tight end, but ultimately you need a good quarterback and you need a couple of good running backs.
You like Mike Gesicki?
Not as a starter.
So
not as a starter, no.
You'll appreciate this. In the draft that I had today, I got him with my second to last pick. We go 18 rounds. I got him in the 17th round as a backup. I drafted, ironically enough, Tyler Warren as my tight end. So I'm hoping that he has a Brock Bowers-like season. But I think you can get a tight end pretty late that will be good. I mean, Gesicki was a legitimate weapon for the Bengals last year, and there's no reason to believe that that's going to change this year.
Right.
They basically have the same skill position guys.
I think I'm going to go Warren with my later pick.
Man, I really think he could potentially have a Bowers-like year where they're just going to force-feed him. Now, they do have better receivers than what the Raiders had last year. That's the difference. The Raiders also had an absolutely miserable running game.
Yeah.
But as far as just getting a tight end, the ball in his hands and letting him do the rest and throwing passes at the line of scrimmage and seeing if he can make it work, he's going to get a ton of catches.
Like, does anybody think that Chuba Hubbard's going to be all that good with Carolina? Does
no.
anybody think, like, is Aaron Jones a worthwhile guy that
Jones,
you would
I
want?
Think, could be decent, but he's later getting
on.
Up there.
Yeah, he's getting up there. Devontae Adams just got picked. Marvin Harrison, Garrett Wilson, Chuba Hubbard, Tyreek Hill, James Conner, the top five on the board right now.
The thing about Wilson that I contemplated today is, does Justin Fields
just run the ball?
Tank Wilson's value?
Yeah. Like, I like Marvin Harrison with Kyler Murray a little bit, and that's why I'm going with Marvin Harrison. I wonder about the Cardinals this year, Sean, as we're just bouncing around talking general NFL.
There's a lot of hype about them, and I don't understand all of it necessarily, but I do think that they're at least a legitimate contender for the playoffs. I don't know that I'd put them any higher than that.
So they have what? Jonathan Gannon's their coach. Kyler Murray, they gave the extension to after basically telling him, you need to watch tape. You need to watch film. We request that you study when you're not in the facility and you kind of know what the defense is going to present so that we don't just show it to you and you have to apply it there. We want you to be able to spend some of your own time applying it. Because we're paying you, what, $40, $45 million? Like, please, Kyler, put in 4 hours a week on studying film. Put in that extra time when you're done eating dinner or right before dinner and go to the iPad and watch some things. I'm not saying be Tom Brady here.
He was too busy playing Fortnite or whatever.
He was. He was very busy unwinding, which Joe Burrow plays a lot of video games if you watch the documentary Quarterback, which was a very good documentary.
Hasn't hindered him.
It kind of went behind the scenes a little bit. In like the life of Kirk Cousins, which is cool to see. We saw that a couple years ago. Joe Burrow, they briefly touched on when his house was vandalized, when the burglars broke into Joe Burrow's house.
Which, by the way, that is unfortunately like a common occurrence nowadays.
Yeah,
which is terrifying.
There were break-ins. I think Evgeny Malkin, remember, was somebody who was hit by what is believed to be the same crew. Like, there were a lot of things that were affecting the Bengals and affecting Joe Burrow last year where Joe Burrow's employee ultimately had to make sure that they called the cops. Remember Joe Burrow's employee? Could you imagine being Joe Burrow's employee and people were breaking into the house?
No. I've wondered what I would do if someone broke into my house. Hopefully, I'll never have to actually find out.
Tyler Warren did just get taken, by the way.
Would you have your wiffle ball bat ready to go?
My plastic bat?
Yes.
Possibly. How much damage is that going to do, though? I mean, we can hit the ball 100 feet. Is it going to matter if I'm waving a plastic bat at somebody that's trying to intrude on my house?
I bet O'Neal Cruz could do some damage with a wiffle ball bat.
So here's something interesting. DK Metcalf was just taken with the 49th pick. So in this draft, or at least what this draft is saying, DK Metcalf is the 49th best player in the NFL.
On offense.
On offense, yes. Where did DK Metcalf rank on the NFL top 100 players list? Did DK Metcalf even make the NFL top 100 players list? Like, when I think about this list, too, and it's, of course, it's voted on by the players, whatever. And Myles Garrett came in 8th, by the way. TJ Watt came in 11th.
DK's heading the wrong direction, I think, on that. He was 22nd in 2021. That seems kind of ridiculous. Then he wasn't on the list. And then he was 84 last year.
He's not on the list this year. Who the Steelers gave up a second-round draft pick to go and get, who has had a lot of success. Yes, he's had his moments. He's had his ups and downs. There were some, like, he's not the ego type of wide receiver George Pickens is at all. But, I mean, there are times where I think people are going to get frustrated with DK Metcalf. That was the verbiage out of Seattle. But altogether, he's a more talented wide receiver. More talented in terms of what he actually puts out there on the field. Like, I'm much more confident in DK Metcalf being able to use his athleticism to perfection, to the way that he needs to utilize it to best benefit on the field, than George Pickens, who in fantasy drafts has taken right around the 50th pick or so.
I think the benefit for fantasy purposes, Dallas will probably be playing from behind a lot, needing to pass a lot, and Pickens should be a beneficiary of that.
It's like CeeDee Lamb. Texter, don't sleep on Noah Fant in Cincinnati. Is Fant and Gesicki both in Cincinnati?
Gesicki resigned, and Joe Burrow, I think, was pretty adamant in wanting him back.
Yeah.
Now, Fant is a guy that, you know, he was, I think, a first-round pick out of Iowa, but he never really developed into the player when he was in Denver, and then I think he was part of the Russell Wilson trade.
Yes,
went to
he
Seattle.
Was. The funny thing about that is Denver took Noah Fant with the 20th pick, who originally had the 20th pick in that draft.
Is that the Steelers?
The Steelers.
Was that Bush?
The Steelers traded up to 10 to draft Devin Bush. The Steelers ended up giving Denver, of course, their first-round picks. They swapped picks. And
they didn't really hit for either team then.
No. And they gave up a second-rounder. The Steelers take Devin Bush. Denver takes Noah Fant. The rest, my friends, is history.
That's a rare miss for an Iowa tight end, too. Because some of those guys have turned out to be incredible.
So your friend Limits is now on the clock. There are a lot of tight ends that are still left on the board, including TJ Hockenson, Mark Andrews, and Kelsey, who are ranked 73rd, 79th, and 82. We aren't on pick 55. I think I can wait to get one of those guys.
So you haven't told us, do you start two running backs, two receivers, and a flex?
Two running backs, two receivers, two flex, plus a tight end.
Man, I would certainly consider not going tight end then if you're starting two flexes. So you have two receivers and two running back spots filled, correct?
Yes. So right now, and again, I'll pick in two more picks, I'm looking at James Conner and Zay Flowers potentially as my picks. What do you think of that? I think James Conner's still productive. I don't like having two Cardinals on my team.
Conner is so boring, but he is consistently productive.
He reaches the end zone as long as he stays healthy.
He's probably a slightly better version of what Najee Harris has been, right?
Boom, you bought him.
You got him?
James Conner.
There you go.
Do I like this team of Hurts, Nico Collins, Malik Nabers, Christian McCaffrey, Kyron Williams, Marvin Harrison, and James Conner? It's honestly the anti of what I would typically do in drafts. I would take more proven players, but the board is not falling that way.
I think a lot of those guys are proven.
Now, if Zay Flowers is there with this next pick, which I am up next, it's either Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, or Worthy that might be the next pick. I am taking Zay Flowers, and I'm smiling to the bank.
And then you're going to address tight end later.
Then I will address tight end.
See,
Bo
I think
Nicks
people listening
taken.
Are saying you have a way better team than I do because when you only have eight people in the league, you should be pretty stacked.
Now, for some reason, Zay Flowers is being picked on average right around 83 with Devontae Smith at 54. More people are picking Xavier Worthy because the Chiefs don't have a bona fide wide receiver. But that's why I want to go with Kelsey a little bit later on. Zay Flowers last year, really terrific year. And I think he had 1,000 yards receiving. Boom, you bought him. Zay Flowers. I don't like taking Ravens. Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers have won me games before. How do you think the Ravens are going to do this year, Sean? Like, there has been so much hype, speculation around the Ravens as the team that's going to win the division. Some people, I think Jack Hillgrove included, has them winning the Super Bowl, or at least going to the Super Bowl. Like, I don't look at the Ravens and have that confidence, because I still think that they have a Lamar Jackson problem, or they have a Patrick Mahomes problem, I should say, for Lamar Jackson being able to win those games late. Did he prove some things in the year they went to the AFC Championship game? Yes. But Joe Burrow's gone to the Super Bowl. If it wasn't for his bad defense, Josh Allen would have been probably in the Super Bowl and beaten Kansas City that year with 13 seconds left. Lamar, look, I wonder. He's gotten better in the pocket. He's definitely a better passer. There's no denying that with his incredible running skills. Lamar's skill set, though, to me, Sean, just screams this guy's going to get injured again. It really does. The amount that he runs around, he doesn't protect his body enough, I don't think. He does slide. But I do think that the way that he plays, it's very risk-averse for injury. That's the correct word, right? Risk-averse?
That means that he would try to not get injury.
Well, then it's the opposite of that.
It's conducive to injury, perhaps.
It's conducive to injury. And I think that, like, obviously a big-time injury to any big quarterback is going to knock them out of the race. Baltimore is just so talented.
He really, the fewest games he's played in a season is a dozen. That happened on back-to-back years. And I think, to be completely honest, one of the years, wasn't it a little sketchy?
Yeah.
Because he was trying to get a new contract?
Right.
So, he played 17 last year. He played 16 the year before. He has avoided injury. So, at this point, I don't think there's anything to say that he should be viewed as an injury concern. My question with Baltimore is, why is this year going to be any different than the previous years? Because we've seen them have great regular seasons. To me, it might be better for them to have a disappointing regular season, but still do enough to get into the playoffs.
And then ride into the playoffs as a wild card, are you
saying? Or even if, let's say there's a scenario where they win the division, but they get the 4 seed. Because everyone just assumes it's going to be Houston that's the 4 seed every year, right?
Pretty much.
What if they're an 11-win team that takes the division?
That means you think that Houston's going to win 12 games. Or, I don't know if Baltimore and Houston play each other. Or get the tiebreakers.
Yeah, just any way that they could get into the playoffs with a little bit of pressure off of them, where them not being the heavy favorite,
yeah,
might help them. Because we've already seen them go in as a team that's coming off of a great regular season, and it hasn't mattered.
412-928-9370, if you would like to chime in. The Steelers have announced their team captains. Are we surprised by any of the things that occurred when the Steelers announced it today? Are you surprised by the number of captains that the Steelers opted to go with? They've gone back and forth. Sometimes they've gone with 3. Sometimes it's 4. They've gone with as much as 6. Mike Tomlin is the one that ultimately decides how many captains that there are. Did he make the right decision? At 412-928-9370, we'll discuss next. Austin Bechtold with you. The Fan Evening Show rolls along. Happy Labor Day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So the Pirates made some moves. Nick Faribault, just under 10 minutes, where they put Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on outright waivers. They moved on from Andrew Heaney, who was really bad in the last month. He had an ERA of 8 that included blow-up outings in the bullpen. Plus, remember the outing where he gave up, 3, 4, 5 runs? I think it was 5 runs. And basically cost the Pirates a game where he hit his bonus at 120 innings and a third, 120 and a third innings. The thing about these moves to me, and they also put Tim Mesa on waivers, they gave these guys the opportunity to be able to play for a contender in the playoffs. It's the last day to be able to do that, to be able to add somebody to your roster. Like Heaney signed with the Dodgers. He's starting in the minors. He's in their organization, though, so he can get called up and ultimately play for them in the playoffs if they so choose. IKF was valuable. Somebody even signed Andrew Heaney. Tommy Pham probably could have got you something. He's staying here, and I wonder if there are any Sean Rodriguez water coolers or fans that can have gestures be signaled to them over how Tommy Pham is feeling right now. IKF gets let go. Andrew Heaney gets let go. Caleb Ferguson was traded. They moved off all their rentals. Tommy Pham, hello, is ultimately still here. This, to me, is just a huge indictment on the general manager and the practices of this organization, which have done some things right. Connor Griffin, great pick. Development for Connor Griffin so far, really good. Maybe that's just because Connor Griffin seems like a generational talent. Maybe he's screwing up proof, and Connor Griffin is just naturally going to be great like Paul Skenes, no matter where he is. They drafted Skenes. Tamar Johnson is coming around a little bit. I really like Seth Hernandez. We'll see what happens when he ultimately hits the mound. But this stretch of wins that they have put together, Sean, sure, I go, yay, Bubba Chandler looks great. Sure, I go, wonderful, Skenes is back to 500, and he's going to pitch this week against the Dodgers, which is awesome to see. It's going to be really fun to see. I might go and check out one of the games this week. The other thing that needs to be in the back of your mind is, hey, look how successful the Pirates are right now. That guy that sold his house up in Cranberry, that moved closer to the city, he might be extending that lease right now. Donnie Kelly, 2 games under 500 as a manager. He might ultimately be staying in his hometown after all. Basically what I'm getting at here, putting IKF on waivers, Heaney on waivers, moving on from Mesa, not trading these guys at the deadline, I think it's just another omission of this team saying, yep, we screwed up. Oh, well, let's move on. Let's play more layover Peguero. Let's play Canario more. Let's call up Ronnie Simon before he got hurt. Let's bring up Cam Devaney, who they got in the Adam Frazier deal. It's just a crazy logic to me. Billy Cook's hurt. Call him up when he's ready. Nick York. I want to see these guys. I don't want to see Tommy Pham anymore. What's going on here? Is he just trying to save face and try to save his job for the general manager? That is something that just completely irritates me, Sean, and just makes me think that they just, at times, they don't know what they're doing.
It's a little confusing because if their goal was to try to keep guys who were going to be leaving after this year anyway, solely for the sake of finishing with a better record at the end of this season and relatively meaningless games in September, why would they let IKF go? Because that is a guy that I think had value. Even if he wasn't starting regularly, you probably don't want him starting every single game, but he still had value to their team or another team. So either you keep him and ride him for the rest of the year with the goal of trying to finish strong and get to, you know, whatever, 75 or whatever number they have in mind,
right,
wins, or you move him at the deadline and maybe don't get a massive return, but at least you get something that you can hope and pray turns out to be a piece in the future. They kind of were in between. They did really neither.
Texter, do you really think any of these guys will actually make an impact on another team? Yeah, IKF was traded from Toronto to Pittsburgh, and they claimed him off waivers. Clearly, IKF is valued in Toronto. Sure, they gave him away. They traded him. They wanted him back.
Toronto is one of the best teams in baseball right now.
Yes, and they want him in their lineup, whether it's on the bench or whatever. They wanted him. They could have got something for him. Even could have got something for Tim Mesa. I don't care if it's an A-ball pitcher that you've never heard of. Oh, no, Cruz was an A-ball lottery ticket for Tony Watson. At least take a swing instead of standing up there at the dish and watching 95 go right past your face. Nick Faribault of Penn Live. He joins us next. You can also join in the conversation at 412-928-9370. Fan Evening Show rolls along. Austin Bechtold with you. Back in a moment on the FIM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No. Nick Faribault joins us now. The pride of the University of Pittsburgh, where there is currently a game going on at PPG Paints Arena right down the road. And Nick, it's Pitt Volleyball against Arizona State. Ben Roethlisberger is in attendance. He's a known Pitt Volleyball fan. Why hasn't there been any members of the beat that have gone and watched a game with Ben or observed Ben watching the game, sitting next to him, and taking his thoughts for a potential story?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's actually not a bad story idea.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
the way yours work.
I think that it's a decent idea. I might use it myself.
Yeah, dude, go for it. That sounds like a good story idea. I've been at Pitt Volleyball games with, not with Ben, but he has been there, and I have also been there. I'm also a Pitt Volleyball fan. Great, great atmosphere.
I would have to tell Ben that I'm friends and previous co-workers with Ron Cook, and I think that that'll ultimately be the cherry on top for me to be able to secure that interview. Yes. It's no laughing matter, Sean. I think it's very possible that that's the case. All right, Nick. Jalen Warren, he gets a new deal. It ends up being a 3-year deal. They add on $2 million this year. $12 million of it is guaranteed. I like the deal for Warren. I really like Jalen. I think he's somebody that fits best in a platoon type of role. Like, he can have 70% of the snaps, 70% of the carries, but I still think that you need somebody behind him. He's not a bell cow. He's not a workhorse. He's not McHenry. He's not Derrick Henry. He's not McCaffrey, as I combine those two names. One of those guys. What did you ultimately think of the deal, and were you surprised by the deal? Because I know that you're somebody who was banging on the table for this to happen.
Yeah, I'm not super surprised by it. I wrote after the combine that there were rumblings that was going to be a thing, and I'm not shocked it happened. I am in favor of this happening, though. I mean, the deal is cheap. It's less than $6 million per year.
Yeah.
It's $5.8 million per year. That's cheap. you know, for even a change of pace back. So I think, you know, when you look at Jaylen Warren, he is the perfect type of player to give this to. You don't really find his skill set very often. You know, elite pass pro. He's elite in the flat when you just get to him in space and you need to make him if you get in the third and four and you need a check down to break a tackle in space, Jaylen Warren has elite contact balance and elite elusiveness in the open field. That's his two best traits. And those are two things that aren't really easy to find in people. So I think having a guy like that on the roster, even if he's not the bell cow, even if Caleb Johnson eventually takes that role over, having a change of pace guy that can do that and having a guy that can be a legitimately good starter if you need him to be
right
is really valuable.
Now, Nick, on the flip side, I look at this from a Caleb Johnson perspective, and I go, oh, well, that's fascinating. He drafted me in the third round. I had 21 touchdowns a year ago. What does this necessarily mean for me? I think two things. It clearly speaks to how much the Steelers like Jaylen Warren, considering it's the first time they've given a running back an extension since Parker in 06. But I do wonder if they also did this for added security in case Jaylen Warren doesn't hit, or in case Caleb Johnson doesn't hit, just because it wasn't an all-too-impressive preseason.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the thought. I think I'll put this in a different lens. Okay. I think we are in a kind of Detroit Lions-ish area here where you have David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, not the same type of dynamic, but a similar idea. You have one back that's speed. You have one back that's more of a bigger-bodied guy. Caleb Johnson is kind of a weird mold because he's a bigger guy that when he hits the open field can be the home run threat.
Yeah.
We've seen Jaylen Warren before be the home run threat, but he's more of the receiving threat. So it's a little bit of a different dynamic, but it's the same idea. 1-2 punch, be physical. Both of those guys are physical and run behind their pads. And that's something that wears down teams throughout a game. I do think when you look at a guy like Caleb Johnson, he's not a great pass protector. He's not a great receiver.
Right.
Warren covers up a lot of what Jalen's weaknesses, Jalen's strengths are, right? So Jalen's strengths cover up a lot of Caleb's weaknesses. I do think that's a positive anytime you kind of look at a backfield. Can this guy fill in for this guy's voids? And I do think that is something that is a really big positive with this dynamic.
Maybe this isn't fair, but when you said that and the way that they complement each other, it did take me to Najee Harris, Nick, because obviously we thought that was a similar thing with Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, the thunder and lightning, the yin-yang, if you will, of those two running backs that bring two separate skill sets that complemented each other well. And a lot of people are disappointed with how the Najee Harris era went and how it ended. Should we, and there's been discussions, is Caleb Johnson Najee Harris 2.0? I'm not ready to say that, but I do have some doubts about his overall abilities.
He's a completely different running back
okay. In
a lot of ways. And here's where I'll tell you why. So Naj is very much a gap scheme bruiser. Caleb is not that. And Caleb is more of a zone run finesse, one cut runner. He's far more DeMarco Murray, Arian Foster.
Ooh.
Naj is more of a big body type of guy. And that's just kind of the archetype I'm talking about with Caleb. Is he necessarily going to be an Arian Foster or DeMarco Murray? He is wonderful. But in that same type of vein, probably the better comparison, if you just want to set like a guy that is kind of like him and is similar, is Tevin Coleman. That's kind of the type of guy I'm talking about. One cut, great zone runner, can hit some big plays. Because when he gets going in space and when you clear out lanes in wide zone schemes, he's going to have time to get going. And when he hits top speed, he's as fast as DK Metcalf. That is GPS tracked. So he can fly. It's the initial kind of burst, I think, with him that lacking. And I do think the one other thing with Caleb that irks me a little bit, and the one thing that I think is a little bit worrisome, is that he kind of goes down a little too easily on the edge. When you get him one-on-one with safeties and corners, you want your running backs to break that tackle. And there were multiple times on Iowa film and on the preseason film that happened to him. He's a great fit. He's a great fit for the scheme, but he's not Naj. Naj is a different type of runner. He's a hard-nosed, downhill gap runner that will grind out every single yard. Caleb's a one-cut zone runner, so they're different players. But I think kind of the idea of Naj and Jalen does fit into the idea of what you want Jalen and Caleb to be, which is, okay, we're going to have these two physical backs, and we're going to have these two guys that have different skill sets that feed off one another.
Nick Faribault is on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, Nick, I read something, you know, just about how, is Aaron Rodgers really looking at this game as a revenge game? I mean, I think that we'd be maybe calling ourselves idiots, and maybe that's too strong of a word, to say that that's not at least something on his mind. Do you think, though, that the effects of not playing in the preseason will hurt him? Or will that, or is there an option C? Or do you think that that level of passion, dedication to whoop on the Jets, who basically threw him out to the trash for all 31 other teams to try and pick up, that'll overcome and ultimately be the deciding factor for this game?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think he had to play in the preseason, and there are benefits to doing it, but having those joint practices and having that one with the Bucs does, I think, give you a different look, and I think that's an important thing to have had. If they didn't have a joint practice, I definitely would have said he's got to play in the preseason.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I do think there's going to be something in his mind. I don't think he's going to pass it along to the rest of the team. I don't think he's going to get in front of the team and talk about how he was dumped by the Jets and how they called him to New York and then cut him, and he was mad about that because he went on McAfee in April and literally complained about that and how they handled it, said it could have been called. I don't think he's going to do that. But I think inside he's going to be like, yeah, I want to get back at these guys. Just like I think on the flip side, Justin Fields is going to want to get back at the Steelers. And so I do think if you want to talk about what is going to work for Rodgers, it's going to be – having that chemistry with the guys throughout training camp, throughout the process kind of building there. I don't necessarily think if they do have a slow start, I'll say this. I don't necessarily think playing in the preseason would have prevented a slow start. And I just think the Steelers team is going to be one that has a lot of moving parts offensively. And they just have parts that necessarily don't fit together as well as you think. It might not be a slow start thing. It might be a team building thing and the way they built this team and why I'm kind of like, okay, the offense will be fine. It might be a little better than last year, but yeah. I think it's not going to be a great offense. And I do think it's because some of the pieces together, Rodgers included with his weapons, don't necessarily gel perfectly.
Position group that you're more concerned with, the offensive line or the defensive line with Derek Carmen missing week one?
I say offensive line, and it's really because of Broderick Jones against Will McDonald. That is an absolute mismatch for the Jets. McDonald is an explosive, bendy pass rusher. The exact type of guys that in the past have given Broderick trouble. Big test for Broderick this week, because that's something he has kind of faced a lot in camp when he faced Nick Herbig. They're very similar players, Nick Herbig and Will McDonald. So that'll be a good test for him. But I actually think the D-line is going to be just fine. This is going to be a run-heavy team that they're facing here. They have the horses to do that. Y.A. Black, Daniel Ekwale. They have guys that are going to be able to stand up and run defense. They won't need a ferocious pass rush this week. But they're probably still going to have, I think, a good performance in that regard. But to me, it's the O-line because you have that one really big mismatch on the left side of your offensive line.
Few more minutes with Nick Faribault, Penn Live. All right, Nick, we obviously talked so much about wide receivers. We've talked about corners. We talked about some of the biggest position strengths at outside linebacker. What's the one area of this team? What's the one thing in general nobody is talking about that maybe not has the potential to be exposed on Sunday, but we're definitely going to learn a lot more information about?
I'll say the secondary speed. I think that's the big one. We're talking all about name brand and Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey and, you know, even guys like Juan Thornhill have had great seasons before in the NFL. But there really isn't an elite athlete in that unit anymore. Jalen Ramsey has lost a step. Darius Slay is 34. Joey Porter Jr. is a good athlete, not a great athlete. Juan Thornhill is an average to slightly above average athlete. Deshaun Elliott's one weakness has been athleticism and speed. There can be – the one way I think this secondary could be a little bit exploited is if teams use speed to try and get them. And that's talk about pick plays, running them in man-to-man on crossers, things like that that I think could be exposed a little bit in that secondary. But the real thing in the secondary that could be exposed anytime, maybe not this Sunday, but if Quan Thornhill ever gets hurt, they are in a world of hurt. There is not a backup free safety on this football team. Chuck Clark is, I guess, the backup post safety, but he did not look good at post safety in the preseason or in training camp. He looks great in the box. He's a very good box safety. But if they ever have to play Deshaun Elliott and Chuck Clark in nickel packages and make Chuck Clark the post safety, I think things could get scary.
Better matchup, DK Metcalf against Sauce Gardner or the Steelers' running game? No, actually, we'll do this. DK Metcalf against Sauce Gardner, or would you say Jalen Ramsey against Garrett Wilson? What team is favored in that?
Well, I'm looking more forward to watching the film of Garrett Wilson against Jalen Ramsey. But I would say, you know, the type of players that Sauce typically struggles with have been bigger body speed guys. So DK probably has a little bit of an advantage there. But I do think Garrett Wilson is so silky smooth, such an elite route runner. He's like Teflon. He's probably going to end up getting his anyways. Doesn't really matter who the quarterback is. He's like a high floor, 1,000 yards guaranteed every single year. So he'll probably get his regardless. I kind of favor Wilson more in that matchup too.
Do you think that this Cam Hayward thing is situated already? Is it figured out? T.J. Watt, again, they can't stop talking, it seems like, Nick. And look, you want to support your guys, fine. They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. I kind of have a problem when that's the case. Sure, Hayward's the only guy. It was like when we were in high school ago. Like, do you have a problem with that, and do you think that the deal will ultimately get done?
I mean, listen, T.J. was asked about Cam. I understand him sticking up for his guy. So I understand that. I do think that, you know, Cam has been practicing for the last 2 weeks and has been getting himself into game shape, and I think pretty clearly plans to play on Sunday. I would be pretty surprised if he's not out there on Wednesday. I think if he wasn't planning to play Sunday, he probably would have started today and would have sat out today. He did not sit out today. So I think that situation is at least moving towards him playing. Is it completely done? I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, the Steelers have not had a ton of talks with him, but this is not a particularly tough issue. If you're going to fix it, you're going to take his 2026 bonus, part of it, and turn it into salary in 2025. I mean, it's a very easy solution. So could they do this like 3 days and up his salary on Thursday? Completely possible. But they have not done a lot there to move in the right direction. So we'll see. Now that Warren's done, clearly that was something I think they were working on. Is it possible that Cam gets this raise? Sure. Am I necessarily expecting it at this point, given what the actions have been? No.
I like the Y.A. Black pick a lot, especially from what we saw from him, especially in the last preseason game. If called upon, can Y.A. Black fill, well, he's going to be called upon in the first game with Harmon out. Can he fill that void, though? Are we going to see some of those rookie mistakes? Is he ready as a fifth-round pick?
Man, I'll tell you what. When he was coming out of Iowa and I watched the Iowa film and I saw about the Senior Bowl, I thought this pick was pretty meh. I didn't see a lot, but he has fixed a lot of his issues. This summer, the pad level thing was a big one. Now he's playing with great pad level. He's using his length and his power, and he's just collapsing pockets. He's not a total zero as a pass rusher. Like, that's the huge thing for him, is that he was always...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.